There have been three confirmed cases from those who stayed at a campground in the Zambroda area, and one of them required hospitalization, I understand. Can you tell us a little bit more about if you're trying to track potential other cases of this? Can you give us some idea of what information you need?
Yeah, so we're looking to identify other individuals who have been there during the month of July, so both people who have gotten sick and those who have not gotten sick, so that we can identify what the source of the illnesses are, and then also steps that we can take to make sure that there is no ongoing risk to people that are staying there.
Can you tell us why is it important even those who have not become ill should contact you?
Yeah, so it's important so that we can look at exposures that those who did become ill had and those who did not become ill and compare those to figure out what exactly it might be that is making them sick.
Now, the press release also says that you have not been able to get key information from the facility itself. Do you want to tell us a little bit more about that? And are they legally obligated to do that?
Yeah, so far we haven't been able to get the kind of information and cooperation from them that we typically get from others and that are needed for us to be able to assess whether there is, you know, what the cause was and what any ongoing risk there may be.
Do you have means of forcing that cooperation or not necessarily?
Intention is always to just get cooperation from a facility to be able to do that.
Yeah.
When we are unable to do that, then we have other routes that we can go. And this press release is a first step so that we can try to get that information from the public to make any necessary steps as quickly as possible.
Yeah, try that route first, in other words. Okay. Is this a life-threatening illness in some cases? I know there was one hospitalization required.
Correct. So, you know, typically we see about 10 to 15% of cases require hospitalization. Those who are immunocompromised, the illness can be very severe and life-threatening. For most people, though, they do recover even without specific treatment within a couple of weeks.
And is it true that if a person is exposed to this, they may not necessarily become ill right away?
Absolutely. So it's something that you won't become sick from right away. It typically, symptoms present about a week later. It can be as short as 2 days, but as long as 2 weeks.
Okay, and hence that's why you're looking for this information back a ways and then, right?
Absolutely, yep. And it's important, you know, these symptoms usually last about 1 to 2 weeks, but the problem is that people are actually infectious even after their symptoms resolve for about another 2 weeks. And this particular parasite kind of spreads like wildfire in water. And so people that are infected with it, you know, while they're sick and for the 2 weeks following the end of their symptoms, should not go swimming anywhere. It doesn't mean they have to have an accident in the pool or anything. Just the, you know, small amount of fecal material people have on their bottoms at any given time can wash off into the water and infect a whole body of water.
Is that right? The stuff is that virulent then?
Correct. Yep, it's a really hardy organism that survives for long periods of time outside the body.
Are there any sort of cautions that Minnesotans should use in general, since this is waterborne? We are doing a fair amount of water activities, this time of the year.
Yeah, and it's important to remember this is the time of year which is really kind of our peak crypto season. And so, you know, we have a lot of crypto activity in the state that's not associated with this campground, too. And so people that are having those symptoms, you know, they should not be going swimming. And people who, you know, are swimming, things you can do to protect yourself is not swallow the water or intentionally put the water in your mouth. It also helps to keep the water, you know, healthy for everybody if you do take a shower before you go swimming.
Now, help us understand, can this kind of thing, I mean, how much of a body of water can it contaminate? In other words, if a person were, in a swimming pool or something, I assume it would potentially be a problem. Might it be a problem in a small lake, a medium-sized lake, a large lake, a river? You understand what I'm asking?
Yeah, absolutely. And so there have been outbreaks, you know, associated with all of the above. Sometimes it can be you know, people that cause this. There are animals that carry it, you know, so it can get into different water sources that way, like a lake or a river. But, you know, how it would contaminate a swimming pool would be a person who was ill that had gotten in the water. And to kind of give you a reference as to, like, how long this lasts and stuff, even in a properly maintained pool, we expect that the parasite can survive for about 1 week. So that's a lot of people being exposed.
Yeah, that's for sure. And even if you say even in rivers, it potentially could cause problems. It's pretty hardy stuff then.
Yeah, and, you know, kind of dilution is the solution to pollution often. You know, so larger bodies of water and things that have heavy flow and stuff, you know, we would expect that it wouldn't last as long there. But, it depends on whether there is a constant source of contamination or what might also be underlying there.